in the limelight.
The United States has been criticized for purchasing 200 million more COVID-19 vaccines for its own citizens and pushing poorer countries and vulnerable populations to the back of the queue, while experts estimate that the low-income countries will experience wide access after 2022. We present you an article written by Azad Issa. The piece is titled, Experts Warn of Protracted Pandemic Amid Vaccine Apartheid. The article has been taken from the MiddleEastEye.net website. Please stay with us for more of Azad Issa's article. Global inequality campaigners and health experts have warned of protracted public health crises in several North African and West Asian countries amid the monopoly of COVID-19 vaccine by wealthy nations. Noting that rich nations were racing ahead of poorer ones to immunize their citizens, Amjad El-Khouli, an epidemiologist at the World Health Organization WHO's regional office for the Eastern Mediterranean region, said, "We're seeing an unequal distribution of COVID-19 vaccine around the world." Citing World Health Organization data, Middle East Eye said only 14 out of 21 countries in the Eastern Mediterranean region, which extends from Morocco to Afghanistan, have received inoculations, equivalent to little more than 1% of the population of the entire region. Amjad El-Khouli said, "This has never been more critical than in our region, where health workers are a rare and valuable resource, and vulnerable people should be the first to receive support rather than be left behind." His remarks came just days after World Health Organization expert Mark Ryan said 80% of all global vaccines had been administered in just 10 wealthy countries. The starkest illustrations of vaccine inequality were evident in West Asia, where countries such as Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates were inoculating nationals and foreign workers at a frenetic pace, while countries like Yemen were lagging behind. The report also referred to the situation in the occupied Palestine, where about 60% of Israelis have received jabs, whilst Palestinians living under occupation have been told they could have to wait for many months before they're vaccinated. Activists say it is systematic dereliction of political leadership at the highest level that is triggering this threat to global public health. Anna Marriott, health policy advisor for the charity Oxfam, says, "It is vaccine apartheid," she adds. "There is no other way of describing it." Anna Marriott says, "If you think of the promises that were made at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, that the vaccine would be a global public good, our leaders have failed." In an attempt to seek a more equitable access to the COVID-19 vaccine, the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Gavi Vaccine Alliance are leading a facility called COVAX to deliver doses of approved vaccines fairly around the world. However, global campaigners say donations alone are not going to cut it. The United States has been criticized for purchasing 200 million more vaccines for its own citizens and pushing poorer countries and vulnerable populations to the back of the queue, while experts estimate the low-income countries will experience wide access to the vaccine only after 2022. El-Khouli says, "We understand that every government and leadership worldwide are keen on vaccinating their own populations. However, we reiterate that Wider is wiser, meaning that introducing the vaccine to the priority categories in all countries is much better than vaccinating all people in a few countries. Experts warn that delaying inoculations will allow the virus opportunity to mutate, potentially undermining available vaccines and ultimately global recovery. El Kholi says, "The global economy cannot recover if there are disparities in global vaccine coverage. Not only will vaccines help save lives and stabilize health systems, but they can help to drive a global economic recovery. That recovery cannot take place if half of the world is hamstrung from the economic fallout of COVID-19. U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has said that Washington should be instead ensuring the broadest possible distribution of the coronavirus vaccine. Ilhan Omar says letting people in the global south wait years for the vaccine is a policy choice, and they don't have to make it. Until everyone is safe from the virus, no one is. The United States has also been slammed for undermining the attempt to accelerate the vaccine rollout elsewhere. According to the report, the United States and other Western countries are opposing calls for temporarily waiving the World Trade Organization's trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights for those technologies needed to address the coronavirus pandemic. The proposal was put forward by South Africa and India and endorsed by 100 other countries. Anna Maria from the charity Oxfam says, "There are solutions on the table which rich countries are standing in the way of. They need to support the TRIPS intellectual property waiver from developing countries, and unlocking the supply of the vaccine is the only route to redressing this apartheid situation." The hoarding of medical supplies is neither novel nor unique to the coronavirus vaccine. In 2009, the World Health Organization had a grapple with the greed of wealthy nations buying up the H1N1 vaccine that inevitably tied up global supply and left the rest of the world without access to the vaccine. Prior to the H1N1, there was the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Fatima Hassan, a social justice activist and human rights lawyer, says, "Today's situation is eerily similar to the HIV/AIDS epidemic and crisis of access in the late 1990s and early 2000s, when the diagnostic and therapeutic tools to save millions of lives were there, but the will to share them was not." Fatima Hassan says, "Without the temporary TRIPS waiver now, countries will be required to take individual domestic action and legal measures whilst managing a pandemic." Sharifa Sakalala, an associate professor at the School of Law at the University of Warwick in England, says, "The problem goes far beyond the question of intellectual property rights." Sharifa Sakalala says, "Human rights have largely been ignored in arguments about vaccine rollouts and substituted for arguments of equity. This feels like a missed opportunity to really think about the vaccine as something that is fundamental to the right of life, to the right to health, but also access to wider social and economic rights, given that ordinary life has been so constrained by this coronavirus pandemic." The pandemic has taken its heavy toll in Yemen as well. Yemen is currently grappling with a Saudi military aggression. Nahla Arishi, a Yemeni pediatrician, says, "COVID-19 shook countries with advanced healthcare systems and services. What will it do to a country like Yemen that has lived in the shadow of war for the past 5 years?" According to the Middle East Eye, no more than half of Yemen's medical facilities are currently functioning. Middle East Eye also cited reports issued last year as saying that there were fewer than 10 medics for every 10,000 Yemenis. Anna Marriott from the charity Oxfam says, "We know that over 53% of the population in Yemen is in need of humanitarian assistance. 16.2 million Yemenis rely on food aid to survive. So the crisis was already immense and completely unacceptable even before the COVID-19 pandemic." She adds, "Unless we get vaccines to people, that suffering is going to escalate every day." Recently, United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres blasted what he called many examples of vaccine nationalism and hoarding of vaccines during the pandemic. Antonio Guterres said in a statement that wealthier countries are far outpacing poorer nations in vaccinating their populations and called on coronavirus vaccines to be seen as a global public good. The United Nations Chief Guterres said the global vaccination campaign represents the greatest moral test of our times, and he criticized side deals with COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers that undermine access to all people in the world. Antonio Guterres said, "Ensuring that all the peoples of the world are vaccinated and many low-income countries have not yet received a single dose of the vaccine is essential to restart the global economy and help the world move from locking down societies to locking down the virus." He added, "The world needs to unite to produce and distribute sufficient vaccines for all, which means at least doubling manufacturing capacity of the vaccine around the world." Antonio Guterres added, "That effort must start now." According to data from Johns Hopkins University, some 117 million people are confirmed to have been infected by the coronavirus, and more than 2.6 million people have already lost their lives.